wala na. Anong gagawin ko ngayon kasi hindi man ako doktor, teacher ako, eh, dapat ikaw ang mag-confirm. Sabi niya, ma'am, ano ma'am? Sabi ko, sabihin mo kung okay pa ba sila o wala na. Sabi niya, ma'am, wala. Sabihin mo lang kasi ang sa akin kasi nung nangyari yon, binigay to ng Panginoon sa akin, kaya ko to. Yun talaga ang nasa isip ko. Kaya nga sabi nga ng kapatid ko, paano kaya kung ako nga nagkagaganyan na talagang nababaliw ako. Sabi ko, buti nga, mimilahi tayong baliw.
Ay nako, si Mary Bell. Salamat. Pero sana yung narinig mo kay Cathy at saka nakikita mo na marami kayong magkakasama dito, nakakatulong. Tsaka add ko lang, di naman ibig sabihin pag-cry ka, hindi ka strong,
yes,
di ba?
Yes, so.
Yun.
Mas maganda nga po yung nare-release natin, yung grief natin. Kasi marami ding cases na yung hindi nila ilalabas yung sama ng loob nila. So pag hindi mo nalabas, babalik, di ba? Parang tinatago mo lang lahat sa loob. Eh, hindi naman pwedeng i-contain ang katawan yon the whole time. So, pwede tayong magkasakit, di ba? In fact, kakabasa ko lang, no, merong study sa US na yung mga namatayan ng children, meron silang binantayan eh, parang 500 mothers and fathers for a period of 15 years. So, ang haba ng studies. So, during that 15-year period, marami talaga sa kanila ang yung mga hindi nakapag-release, ganyan, serious illness, in fact. Oh. So, actually, nagbibilang ako kasi year 13 na ako. So, meron pa akong 2 years pa pala na...
Titignan natin,
di ba?
Tama, susunod na silver lining. Titignan natin kung nasan si Cathy.
Oo.
Pero smiling face ka pa rin.
Yes.
Kahit ayaw mong aminin, nakakahawa yung ngiti mo. Ba't po kayo na... Bakit po?
Okay lang yan, okay. Para tayong nagsusupport group dito.
It's okay, I'll sige. And it's my experience, no, or my observation na if you're less close to a person na nawala, parang less din ang grief,
yes,
na ma-experience.
Yes.
Does it follows?
Yes, yeah. Meron silang sinasabi, we grieve much because we love much, di ba? So, if pangit naman sabihin, hindi natin love masyado, but yes, that is one consideration, yung the kind of relationship that you had with the person. Hindi ba parang sa mga byuda, hindi naman pare-pareho sila ng style ng pag-grief, di ba? Kasi hindi naman natin alam yung mga pinagsamahan nila. So, ganun din po yun. Even as a parent, maraming considerations. Balik lang po ako dun sa, ma'am, what's your name, Marley?
Mary Bell,
oo. Mahirap din yung pinagdaanan mo kasi dalawa eh, sabay. So parang hindi mo alam kung sinong uunahin mo. Pero palagay ko, mas mauna yung grief sa child versus sa mother. Kasi sabay-sabay eh. So parang onion yan. So expected na medyo mahaba pa yung lakbayin.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Melba.
Hi, Melba.
Ako po isang nurse na nagtuturo. Medyo late po akong dumating, pero narating ko po, you were talking about grief, that there's no time frame.
Yes.
Nalito ako kasi, syempre, we've been teaching psychiatric nursing for years.
Mm-hmm.
And in these American texts and other texts in,
yes,
Filipinos, may grieving time.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the recent materials that I've been using in my teaching, 1 year sa Pilipino, in-increase nila.
Mm-hmm.
Usually nga daw, average is 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Pero naniniwala po kasi ako sa sinasabi,
yes,
ninyo. Kasi ako,
yes,
rin namatay ng nanay with breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 weeks ago, one of my best friends died.
Mm-hmm.
Parang the same yung tira, although iba yung nanay.
Yes.
Kaya lang, it took me 3 years to,
yeah,
overcome. The,
mm-hmm,
the thing is, since I've been teaching psychiatry, I'm now confused. How will I define dysfunctional grieving?
Mm-hmm.
Oo, kasi... hindi, katulad ng sinabi nyo, 13 years na. Pero syempre, malalaman natin kung functional ka ba o hindi. But then again, I may be like her. I may be functioning. I may be, you know, I can crack jokes at any time. But when I go home,
yeah,
when I go home alone, and my father kasi died the year after, and I'm the only child, so parang maisip mo, parang teka saglit. Kasi nung namatay na naman yung friend ko 3 weeks ago, parang bumalik lahat ng memories. And
yes,
it's the same thing, it's cancer.
Right.
And it's uncanny because I had,
right,
to voice the radio ad. I was invited. Parang, ito na naman, cancer na naman ang issue. At least ngayon, kanina nga may breast doon na exam, parang nakakatakot.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi parang, andun ka po sa grieving, tapos baka mag-grieve ako sa sarili ko.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
O parang, di ba?
question is yung time frame, no? Yes, I'm really more of the belief na there's really no time frame. Kasi nga, case-to-case basis eh. Basta the rule is, you are not harming yourself or you are not harming the people who depend on you, then that's fine. Grieve at your own pace. Kasi meron din po tayong tinatawag na complicated, yung technical term na complicated grief, no? Yung sa Marilyn, no? Yung sa case, Maribel, yeah. Yung sa unang case is that sa considered as a complicated, the loss of a child at any age is considered a complicated form of grief. Why? Because, di ba dapat parent mauna before the child? Traumatic death. So, yun sa'yo, doble pa sa lunod, di ba? Tapos, dalawa pa sila. Tapos, ano, actually, I admire that, you know, you are here today, which is a very good, you've taken a very good step na nandito ka. So, actually, opening mo na to, pagpasok mo sa opisina sa Monday, pwede mong ikwento sa mga ka-opisina mo kung yung, in that way, you will also be educating them, di ba, on what the grief process is all about. Tapos kung maiyak ka, okay lang yun. Tanggal mask, di ba? Okay. Yes.
Anybody else? Habang nag-iisip kayo ng question, ano ba, Cathy, ang mas madaling i-get over? Yung sudden loss or yung mahaba na pinaghahandaan, tapos yun na, nangyari na?
Okay, ganito yan, no? The pain is the same. Whether it's a sudden loss or you're able to prepare for it. Ang analogy ko dyan lagi is ano eh, parang nasa kanto ka, Chiki, you're waiting for your bus, no? Inaantay mo yung bus mong dumating at tayo ka sa kanto. Yung from the corner of your eye, may nakikita kang tao na may dalang baseball bat. Tapos hahampasin ka. So, yung time na makaka-prepare ka for your grief is that picture that you can see the man coming to hit you and you have no way of stopping it, but you can see him from the corner of your eye. Yung sudden death, it's like you didn't see the man, he just came and whacked you on the head. That's how it feels. But parehas masakit, di ba?
Tama.
Except that, you know, you can see it, you know it's gonna hurt.
Pwede mo na imagine. Paano kaya? Ganon, di ba? Ganyan. Pero hindi mo pa rin malalaman hanggang natamaan ka na kung ano talaga yun. Oo nga, no? Eh, di ba? Ayan. Sige. Ladies first, ha? Jess?
Hi, I'm Gina. I just want to ask, kasi, how do you differentiate grief from depression? When do you, or how are they related? Kasi minsan, halimbawa kapag, kasi I just lost my mom last year. And then minsan kapag naiiyak ako, hindi ko alam kung depressed ba ako o nag-grieve pa rin ako. Parang okay. Ganon.
Depression can be a part of, ganito yun, depression can be a part of the grief process, okay? But not everyone who goes, paano ko ba? Not everyone who is depressed is grieving. In the same way that not everyone who grieves becomes depressed. Ang classification kasi ng depression, I think, is you have to have profound sadness for a really, really long time. Like, let's say, siguro a month straight, hindi ka na kumakain, you have difficulty sleeping, your behavior is very erratic, then naka-classify siya. May parameters ang psychiatrist eh, for when it is, you know, classic depression. Pero not everybody, did I answer your question? So I think that's still part of your grieving process because your mom just died last year. So, yeah.
Thank you. Jess?
I like the images, the pictures, which you personally have taken,
yes.
Mom Cathy. And talking about these pictures and images, can you please describe to us your personal experience on how did you cope and then overcome the experience of loss?
Okay, sige. So we'll talk about the more recent loss, which is my son, no? How did I? Well, I did several things, no? Kasi the time that he died, I was pregnant. So I was six months pregnant at that time. So syempre, meron parang consciousness na hindi ko pwede magdalamhati ng sobra kasi baka mamaya makunan ako, di ba? And I think that was everybody's fear. But no, I gave birth. He died in June. I gave birth in September. And kasi cesarean ako eh. So I had to stay home. So what I did was proactive. Buti nang may internet na noon. This was in 1998. Kasi walang support groups at all during that time for people like myself, no, who had lost children. So what I did was net ako ng net. So kaka-net ko, nahanap ko yung ano, I studied about, you know, the grief process, what to expect, what to, kasi ano yan, I wanted to empower myself with you know, with facts, with learning. And one of the things that I found out was yung anniversary dates, yung mga birthday, Christmas, New Year, those are all triggers for grief. Yung mas kumbaga mas tumitindi yung lungkot mo. The first year kasi is the most difficult, no? The first year after a loss is always the most difficult. Pag na-hurdle mo na lahat ng firsts, medyo dumadali-dali, pero masakit pa rin. So, nung nakita ko yun, magbe-birthday yung son ko ng February. He would have been 5 years old. So, what I did was I did a project, no, for the hospital where he died in. We called it Miggy's Corner. So, we built a play corner in the Philippine Heart Center. So, I think the exercise of stepping out of your sadness, stepping out of your shadow of grief, to reach out to other people is very, very, is very helpful. And I've seen it again and again and again, not just in my case, but, you know, in other people's cases, no? Minsan nagagawa mo kagad, minsan matagal, after 1 year, after 2 years, but the act of reaching out, like setting up a support group, reaching out to other bereaved parents, very important yun eh. And yun na nga, the faith factor was very crucial in my own journey. But it takes a while. Ang tagal talaga, minsan akala mo okay ka na. But there are certain years that are difficult, like year 10 was difficult. Parang yung 9/11, di ba? Nakaka-anniversary lang. So they really made a big thing about 9/11. 9/11, when we study the cases from 9/11, talagang hallmark major year nila itong 10 years. So you think you're fine, year 5, year 6, year 7, but there are some years that are really more difficult than others. And you don't, parang siguro if you have in your head na you really don't get over it, parang dapat kasi si grief kaibiganin mo eh. Yung bang after a while, you know that it becomes a part of you. Kasi yung loss mo, kung magagamit mo yun to transform yourself to become a better person. Lagi ko yung sinasabi eh. When you lose someone, you can either become bitter or you can become better. So, what's the better option? To become better, di ba? Kasi kung bitter ka, magkakasakit ka lang, a lot of other negative things. But it takes a while. You know, it really takes a while. Tapos yung pagbata ka, na you lose someone that you love, minsan dala-dala mo na talaga yon forever, no? Like, yung, kunyari, like with breast cancer, with cancer of any form, minsan nakakalimutan yung mga bata eh. Don't forget the children. Kasi, ang mga bata, minsan akala nyo, okay na yan. Ah, naglalaro naman, parang di naman sila affected or anything. Pero, ano, that's just their way. That's just their way. But children are really more sensitive than you know, than they appear, than they show themselves to be. So don't forget the kids.
Don't forget the kids. Yes? Mary Joy.
Hello, ma'am.
Hi.
Me personally, my parents still alive, but I have this mind conditioning kasi mawawala din tayong lahat. My question, ma'am, is it helpful to transfer another place just to overcome the feeling of grief? Or
change of environment, you mean? Yeah, okay. Ganito yon. I always recommend na don't make any major changes until after the first year of your grief, no? Kasi some people, ay, benta ko na tong bahay ko kasi malungkot, masyadong malaming memories, ganyan. In the first year of your grief, kasi you're really not thinking straight. Even if you think, parang, oh, okay na, no, you're not. You're not thinking straight. Trust me. So, dapat palipasin mo muna yung time period na yon, time frame na yon. Kaya nga, even among widows and widowers, hindi nila ina-advise, you know, to go out on a date until mga 3 years later. Kasi ang widows and widowers, 2 years until they start thinking straight again. So imagine if wala ka pa doon, tapos you start seeing other people, you might be making a mistake, right? So, yun. Yung mga ganun, may mga time frame yun, time element.
So magandang tandaan din yan kung meron kayong mga ka-close na nawalan lang, na pag-tisan nyo na lang pag medyo, di ba, hindi nyo mabasa. Kasi not thinking straight nga, di ba? It's also good to remember, di ba, na tayo yung nasa, kung merong nawalang iba, tayo yung nasa posisyon na umintindi, tindihin na lang natin, di ba? Darating din tayo lahat sa ganun, di ba? Anybody, we have time for about 2 more questions. Here? Ah, go ahead.
What if you have like friends or maybe more of the men try to shut down when they are grieving, and sometimes maybe the children or the spouses have a difficult time entering because it's already affecting the whole family. So how do you deal with it?
Okay, men kasi are really more private in their grief, no, as opposed to women. Mga babae kasi talagang we like to talk about it, we're more social in our grieving, mas madali tayong umiyak and everything. If it's already affecting the family, then I think somebody has to, maybe someone from the outside can talk to the father or whoever to explain na, like, maraming cases dyan, they don't show their grief, pero sobrang init ng ulo, di ba? All the time, they're like yelling at everybody, and it's become very disruptive. When that's really his grief manifesting itself, no? Also with men, and I've seen this several times, ganyan, talagang kino-conceal nila, because ang conditioning nila is, we have to be strong for everybody, so they don't want to show. But you know, 5, 6, 7 years down the road, biglang ano, mababypass. Ang daming cases na ganyan. Nababypass sila. Parang 3 yung client ko na ganun. Yun, puro sila mga namatayan ng anak. Parang within a 5-year period. So kasi they internalize it masyado. They have no way, nakakaawa din ang lalaki actually. Sometimes they have no way of releasing it. So it's important that they get to talk to someone whom they trust and whose opinion they respect. Yeah.
Yes, hi. Hi, good afternoon. I'm from Zamboanga City.
Oh, hello.
And after 1 year and 5 months after my husband's death,
yes,
he died of pancreatic cancer. I was also diagnosed with the cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, of course, I cried. But when I reached Zamboanga, I tried to cover my face. I showed to my in-laws that I am strong. So I was even misunderstood. But what I did is to cover my face because I didn't want to affect my son's studies. So when I was diagnosed again with cancer, my son said, "Why, Mama? Bakit ganon?" Sabi ko, "Anak, have a strong faith with the Lord. This is a test of faith. Kaya natin to." Pero yung dinaan kong depression, dahil isang linggo lang po, dahil hindi ko masasabi sa anak ko na may breast cancer ako, kasi he was about to leave for board exam sa medicine. At isa lang anak ko, wala pa akong kamag-anak sa Zamboanga. So ang hirap pala yung nandito lang sa loob. Yung pinakamahirap na parang feeling ko parang natabunan ako ng mundo. So I prayed a lot. Lord, sabi ko, you guide me. So I texted a priest, a friend, sabi niya, you come and I will go to your house and I'll anoint you. Sabi ko, no, I will go to the church and I will hear mass muna, then we'll pray together, then you anoint me. So it just came into my mind na I will go to a friend doctor na mother ang dating niya sa anak ko, So, siya ang nagsabi na may cancer mama mo. So, after that, na-relieve ako. Parang nabunutan ako ng malaking tinik. And immediately, I called up my sisters, my family in Dumaguete, na may cancer ako. So, sabi nila, bakit ganun? Parang silang nag-question kay Lord, pero hindi ako. Sabi ko, please do not ask the Lord. Yes. Do not ask the wisdom of the Lord. Kaya natin to. Sabi ng mga kapatid ko, meron naman mga lasing kong kapatid natin. Bakit hindi sila na-cancer? Sabi ko, bakit? Kapatid din sila. Gusto ba ninyong mamatay din sila? So, pero sabi ko, Lord, sabi ko, Lord, I know I am under your grace. I trust in your love and mercy. So what I did, sabi ng doctor ko, that's good, Glo. You open up, you talk,
yes.
You share.
Yes.
Ang type mo, kaya to. But after 5 months, my mother died again. So I can't go home. Sabi ng mga kapatid ko, nandun sila sa Dumaguete, do not tell Glo that mama died. Pero hindi rin nila natiis. Ako pa ang nagbigay ng instruction paano gagawin yung mga pabilis. Kasi namatayan na nga ako ng husband. Alam ko na. Feeling ko, hindi naman masakit kasi matanda na ang nanay ko. Sabi ko, well, naka-rest na si mama. Pero sabi ko nga, totoo pala yung no time frame.
Yes.
Kasi I never cried. Sabi ko, kaya ko to. After 10 months, naka-travel na ako to Dumaguete. Nandun ako sa Memorial Park. Hindi ko man naramdaman yung pain. Sabi ko, kaya ko. Accepted ko naman yung pagkamatay ng mama ko. But nung nakita ko yung labida niya, sabi ko, patay ka na talaga pala. Yeah. So, ano yun, nag-mask, screening denial, or whatever. Ang hirap. Then I experienced sleepless nights. Nahirapan ako. And then my son said, ma, na-observe kita ilang gabi, linggo, you cannot sleep. I think you need to see a psychiatrist. Sabi ko, sa totoo lang anak, umiinom na ako ng Valium. Nung sinabi niya, ma, yun ang piniprescribe ko sa ward 9, yung psychiatric ward. Nung narinig ko yung psychiatric ward, mental ward, sabi ko, Lord, kailangan tapusin ko na itong Valium. So, sa awa ng Diyos, naka-survive ako. I enrolled to a swimming class kahit matanda na ako.
Great, yeah. Great.
Sa awa ng Diyos, hindi ko yun giplano. Actually, nag-accompany lang ako ng dalawang batang nilagaan ko na nandun na sa Canada. Napilitan akong maglangoy din kasi yung bata hyper. So, pagkatapos ng swimming, di naluya na talaga ako. So, wala na yung sleepless night.
Okay.
Kasi gusto ko na matulog.
Yes.
So, naka-recover ako na bumalik yung plan, yung magandang time schedule ko, yung timetable sa pag-sleep. Tapos, nilagay ko talaga sa isip ko, Lord, hindi ko kailangan ng Valium kasi ayaw ko nung medicine na sa psychiatric ward. Yung sa mental ward. Hindi naman ako na candidate sa mental kasi yung anak ko doctor din. So sabi niya, kaya ko anak with the grace of God, with God's mercy.
Thank you. So yun pong sinasabi ni ma'am na nag-enroll siya sa swimming. That's what it means, yung you reinvest yung R dun sa AWOR, accept. Ano nga? Makinig pa kayo. Work. Accept. Work through.
Adjust.
Reinvest. So, kahit makalimutan nyo na lahat ng sinabi ko ngayong hapon, yun lang ang tandaan ninyo. AWOR, because that is, you know, parang yun ang guide ninyo. Pwede nyo i-ano kung nasaan na ba ako dito sa apat na to. And hindi po yun linear, ha? Minsan, nandyan na kayo sa pangatlong A, pero andiyan ka pa rin sa W. So, hindi talaga siya yung 1, 2, 3, 4. Sometimes, pabalik-balik tayo. So, siguro the last thing I want to tell you also is, grief is hard, grief work is hard, pero it will get better, no? It does. It really does. Kanya-kanya lang tayo ng lakbay. I cannot tell you when it will get better, but at some point in time, it will get better. But as you are journeying, do the things that you need to do and always seek divine guidance. Kasi, nandyan lang siya eh. Yung last story ko sa inyo is kwento siya ng isang mother who lost a child through drowning in the US, no? Tapos meron siyang friend na flight attendant. Sabi niya doon sa flight attendant niya, friend, parang nade-depress na raw talaga siya kasi I think the child was 5 years old. Yung flight attendant friend would fly to India. So sabi niya, can you go and see Mother Teresa? Kilala niyo si Mother Teresa, di ba? Kasi alam ko, pwedeng magbigay si Mother Teresa ng advice sa akin na ano na magpapagaan sa damdamin ko. So nakakuha ng appointment yung flight attendant friend niya, pinuntahan si Mother Teresa, kinuwento niya, I have this friend back home whose child died through a drowning accident. Tapos isa lang ang sinabi ni Mother Teresa dun sa friend, dun sa flight attendant. Tell your friend every time she feels sad to remember to just look at her hand, yung kamay natin, no? Our hand. Sabi ng friend niya, what do you mean by that, mother? Sabi niya, just look at her hand and remember these 5 words and to always think of this when she feels down. Sabi ni Mother Teresa, each finger of our hand stands for, is a message from God. I am always with you. So, pag nalungkot ka daw, tingnan mo lang daw yung kamay mo. And remember that you're never really alone. That God is always there. I am always with you. So, dalawa na yun, ha? A war and I am always with you. Okay, so on that note, thank you very much.
Yan. Thank you so much, Kathy. Ako naman, yung aking parting words, idadagdag na rin lang natin kay Kathy, hindi lang si God ang always with you. Ako, bakit ba ako nandito? Actually, ako, hindi po ako survivor. Hindi ako cancer survivor. I have family members who have survived cancer. Meron din naman ako in my family. But, and I've losses also. Pero why am I here? I think because nakikita ko yung kahalagahan ng parang community na nalalaman ninyo kung ano man yung pinagdadaanan ninyo, whether it's grief of having lost somebody, your own sickness, or some other challenge in your life. Ako, in my own experience, it always helps to know that I'm not alone. Merong iba na ganun din yung pinagdadaanan. Hindi ako special or sobrang malas na ako lang pala yung ganito. Kawawa naman ako. Bakit ako? Hindi. Marami pang iba na nandyan. At kung anumang, ano, for whatever it's worth, just to remember that, it for me, it always helps a little bit. And occasions like this is, you know, a testimony to that. I don't have to just keep convincing myself of that. This is proof na kahit ano naman yung pinagdadaanan ninyo, hindi kayo nag-iisa. Lagi kayong may ibang kaakibat, marami kayong pwedeng matutunan sa ibang tao, at nandun yung Diyos, diba? And always with you. If you want to know more, if you want to hear more of Kathy's wisdom, she's in the Inquirer every Sunday. Basahin nyo lang si Kathy sa Philippine Daily Inquirer dahil time is up tayo. Maraming salamat sa inyo lahat. Have a good rest of the day, everybody.